When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1192, How to Lose Muscle While Dieting by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday of our lovely holiday weekend. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and as a bonus, a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. How to Lose Muscle While Dieting by JC Dean of JCDFitness.com. Learning how to lose muscle while dieting is probably easier than you think. No, really. All you have to do is train too much and eat too little. Here's what I mean. I remember the first time I dieted down. It was my freshman year in college, and there was a bet between me and 15 other guys to see who could get the leanest. First, second, and third place winners would walk away with some cash. I was sold. Show me the money. The best way to lose muscle. Most all of us were up for the challenge. We all began training 4 to 5 days per week with lots of cardio. Now, at this time, I was 19 and could withstand much more mental and physical stress because I was in college, had no job or obligations outside of my studies. Food was taken care of at the mess hall, and I only needed to worry about what I'd be doing on the weekends for fun. I lost about 30 pounds during a 16-week period, but along with a lot of fat, I also lost a good amount of muscle. I know this for 2 reasons. 1, I lost a good amount of strength on my major lifts, a more than 10% reduction in total loads. And 2, I lost a good amount of size in my upper body and noticed it considerably in how my clothes fit. My training was comprised of 4 to 5 days of weight training and 6 days of cardio. Here's a sample schedule. Before class, 45 minutes to an hour of fasted cardio on the treadmill or the elliptical. Breakfast, lots of egg whites with maybe 1 to 2 yolks and oatmeal. Then more cardio. Lots of walking between classes in the cafeteria. I was eating about 5 to 6 times per day. Then, after class, hit the gym and do a high rep body part split, which I learned is not optimal. Dinner, no carbs after 7 p.m. because I thought it'd make me fat. And then bedtime was never at a decent hour. I'd then wake up and do it all over again. While my diet was probably high enough in protein to prevent major muscle loss, my deficit was pretty big due to the activity, and I didn't rest as much as I could. When this happens, stress hormones are high. Things like cortisol and adrenaline will spike, and the healthy hormones like thyroid, think T3 and T4, and testosterone will plummet. I found myself irritable, tired, and frustrated a lot, but I had a goal. I wanted to get lean for the first time in my life and win this contest. First of all, I was doing way too much training volume for the amount of food I was eating. My training sessions were longer than an hour each day, and exhaustion was high. I'd often fall asleep in class and sometimes miss them altogether due to just staying in my dorm. My overall training loads were over 15 hours per week if you count the cardio and weight training sessions. Learning how to lose muscle netted me $300. In about 16 weeks, I lost 30 pounds of both fat and muscle, got second place in the best body competition, and was pumped about my results. However, it wasn't the best way to go about losing body fat at all. It cost me strength gains, muscle gains, and I built up a lot of neurosis about food and training. It took me a solid few years to snap out of all this behavior because I was afraid I'd lose my abs and get fat again. But I learned a lot in this process, mostly how not to go about losing fat, and I learned a lot about how to lose muscle on a diet. I also learned how to run for long distances, many times over 5 miles a session. I actually hated running, but thought it was the only way to lose body fat. About a year later, I eventually found a mentor who took over my training and diet-related activities and coached me to a bigger, thicker version of myself. How to lose muscle checklist. Number 1, drop your protein intake to third world levels. Less than 30 grams per day should work wonders. 2, increase your cardio training output to running for long distances every day. 3, sleep less than 8 hours per night. 4, fast for long periods of time. Alternate day fasts would work wonders here. 5, weight train with a ton of volume, much like what you'll find in the bodybuilding magazines. And 6, always push your training to failure and exhaust your nervous system. Warning, you don't really want to lose muscle. Here's why. 1, muscle tissue is metabolically active, meaning it burns more calories at rest. 2, muscle tissue is protective of your joints, internal organs, and other tissues. 3, muscle helps you maintain better posture. And 4, muscle gives your body shape, and to many people, is more aesthetically appealing. If you purposefully lose muscle through hard dieting and training, you can cause your body more stress than necessary and even hurt your thyroid, which is the master hormone that affects metabolism. Instead of trying to purposefully lose muscle, it's better to aim to lose body fat through proper diet and training methods. So that means no starvation diets, no overly excessive training schedules that zap your energy, and no unsafe supplements or fad diets that hurt your body. Here's what you could do instead. Aim for 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, learn how to train properly for fat loss, and remember to make sure you eat well to fuel your training. You just listened to the post titled How to Lose Muscle While Dieting by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. It can be a frustrating fine line to find out how many calories do I need to replenish what I'm losing, and yet at the same time, not overdo it. Because JC is absolutely right. We have to eat to support that growth that we want. But finding that happy medium is a little bit of trial and error. Now, what I found, not through research, this is completely personal experience and anecdotal evidence, so take it for what you will. Folks often find success when they consume about 50% of their calories each day from carbohydrate, about 20 to 35% of their calories coming from protein, and then the rest from fat. And again, you could try that just so long as it doesn't cause you any harm. But I found that this ratio makes people feel full. They don't feel starved throughout the day, so it supplies them with what they need so long as they're eating a variety of foods. And so I want to be sure that the carbs are well chosen, that they're, of course, whole grains, that we're not forgetting about the dietary fiber that's important, and that we're watching our vegetable and fruit intake as well. Most of us in the Western world don't have a problem with getting enough protein, so I'm willing to guess that that's not something that you really need to worry too much about. And then when it comes to fat, focus on the monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats, in particular those omega-3 fats. And again, that's just anecdotal, that's not through any research, and so take my advice with a grain of salt, and of course check with your healthcare provider to see if this would be right for you. Because in the end, JC's absolutely right. The last thing we want to do when we're trying to get lean is to lose that leanness or lose that muscle. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.